This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, we transition into the new year with the weather forecast with our weatherman Eric Snodgrass, the principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions. And when looking at that long-range forecast, he says the main concern is out west.
California should be getting a lot of rain this time of year. It's been dry and it's getting drier. Big snows, though, back in the Colorado Rockies, by the way. Now, you wonder why we have yet to see bitterly cold air set up and stay in place as we're now done with November. We haven't had that yet, really. So with that being set up, this is not good for the West Coast. They need the precipitation, especially California. Now, I want to stretch this out longer term. When you look at all of the long-range weather forecasts, they're going to be dominated by La Nina. So this La Nina will continue through December, January, February, likely reach a peak in January. From there, models are projecting it to go back toward neutral for spring. And that's a whole other monster. We're going to have to figure that out soon, what it's going to mean for spring. But I've got to see where it peaks first in terms of its lowest point before I can figure out where it's going to recover for spring. You see, what we typically get when there's a La Nina is that the colder air, when it comes out of our north and west, and generally it tends to be warmer than average across the southern part of the United States. That is a typical La Nina pattern. What about precipitation? Drying California. Thinking about dairy in the northwest, they're going to have a cold and possibly very wet winter once we get into it, the end of December, January, February. That's going to be critical to their herd health. They're going to consume a lot of hay. This is going to cost them, just think about it, if the temperatures are cold and it's also snowy, what that does to input costs in the northwestern part of the United States. We're looking at, in the state of Wisconsin, a pretty normal, for most of us, a normal winter. And if our cooler weather comes from anywhere, it's going to be intruding out of the Canadian prairies. Wet, wet, and wet. Now, when I say wet, this could be snow too. The cold air is let out across the northern plains of the United States over toward the Great Lakes states. Dry to the south, warm to the south. You'll get fluctuations in the jet stream that'll give you warmth. There's almost always a mid-January thaw. You will have those time periods where the storm track is super active and we get lots and lots of snow, followed by sometimes that it doesn't. That's your normal winter. What I'm saying is our best guess is when this whole thing is done and we average, once we get to the end of February, what February, January, and December look like, that's what things seem to be shaping up like.
Those are comments from Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Latest weather forecast on the PDPW dairy signal that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. And he runs down some of the Midwest states and the outlook for the weather as we look at the new year.
For the Midwest states, so let's just talk now about Wisconsin specifically. It looks as though you're going to have what many of you would remember as just a normal winter, where it gets cold and it gets snowy. I've ruined it for the state of Illinois because I bought a new snowblower this year and then fixed my old one. So I have actually two snowblowers, which means that driveway will not see an inch of snow this year because I did that. But going over to Pennsylvania, they're favoring near normal temperatures for your winter, and also they're favoring above average precipitation at this point. So that's the way things look right now for those particular areas. Spring will be almost impossible to foresee at this point because nobody knows if the La Nina is going to peak in January or later. If it's later, that's going to be critical for spring rains, and I'll be worried at that point about drought spreading into the middle section of the country. But I'm not worried about it now. It'll be something I'll worry about once we're in February. At this particular point, all of the forecast models expect things to return to neutral, which means neither El Nino or La Nina, by April. We would love to have that. That would give us other things to watch how the weather flows. At this point, what I will watch is how quickly that transition happens. So if you said, pin me down today and say, what is it? I would say the best guidance I have is that this La Nina peaks sometime in January and fades through March and April. And then therefore, we're going to watch other factors going into spring. And the hope is that the Western United States drought area has shrunk. We've got good snowpack, good cold soil, that we can put that moisture into the soil once we get into spring and start off 2021 in great fashion. That is what I think is going to happen at this point. We'll just keep watching it and reporting it back to you.
Those were comments from Eric Snodgrass, the principal atmospheric scientist for Nutrien Ag Solutions. Presented by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin and their PDPW Dairy Signal. To listen to that in its entirety and other Dairy Signal webcasts, head to pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.